Hiya, Larry.
So let's start with changes to the NZX 50 index, Brian. CBL Corporation goes in Friday, 16 June. Teagle Group comes out. Why is this important?
It's become increasingly important, Larry, because of passive funds or ETFs. So what happens with them is when a company goes into an index, they've got to buy that stock, and when a company comes out, they've got to sell it. So it does have quite a significant impact upon investors because it generally tends to influence those prices either positively or negatively, depending on what is going in and going out.
And other change, you've got Sky TV coming out of the NZX 10 and 15. Trade Me goes into the NZX 10 and A2 into the NZX 15. Why is this all significant?
Well, that's not quite as significant as the NZX 50, but it is because there are ETFs that invest in the NZX 10 index and the NZX 15. So when Sky TV comes out of those ETF or passive funds will have to sell those shares and they'll have to buy Trade Me and A2. Not as significant as companies going in and out of the main index, but it does have an impact upon the performance of those companies. And of course, it's an indication too that Sky TV has not done very well recently, particularly as its proposed merger with Vodafone has been turned down by the Commerce Commission.
And, Brian, I see my Apple shares have been reversing the NASDAQ correction. Is this the same as 99-2000?
Well, it's very difficult to tell. I don't believe it is, because back then there was a huge amount of companies that had no earnings. We had a massive amount of companies floated on the NASDAQ that actually had no business. They had plans to have a business, but they didn't have a business. The NASDAQ is now dominated by Facebook, by Google, by Apple, and these are companies that are making huge earnings. Now, I think it's quite natural after the strong run in the market that you do get a bit pullback at the moment. But I don't believe that this is anywhere near similar to 1999 or 2000.
So you don't expect any significant impact on the NZX?
No, I don't. I mean, you will inevitably, when these companies have been so strong over the last year or so, you will get pullbacks, you will get profit taking. But I don't think it's anywhere like it was in 1999-2000 when the NASDAQ fell over 50%. This is a long way from that.
And what do you think will influence the technology stocks in the months ahead then?
It's growth. I mean, if you look at the kind of companies that have been doing well on the market overseas in the last few years, it's been value companies plus the technology companies. And the reason why value companies have been doing well is because growth hasn't been that strong. But if economic growth picks up, you will definitely see the technology companies benefiting from it. So the key is really economic growth. If we continue to grow, I think the technology stocks will recover. They're not overly expensive, a lot of them, particularly companies like Apple. It's a very, very profitable company.
And Brian, what's your view on the New Zealand GDP growth figures for the March quarter? That'll be later this week. What do you expect here?
Well, we're looking for 0.7%. And the reason why these figures are important, because to me, the main thing that dictates our immigration trends are the relative level of growth of the New Zealand economy versus the Australian economy. Because in the past, we've had a lot of outflows to Australia when Australia does better. The thing at the moment is we are doing much better than Australia. And therefore, it's not surprising that we have strong immigration. And therefore, the policies that are being announced by the politicians, all well and good, but in actual fact, the key driver to our level of immigration is how well our economy is doing, particularly compared to Australia. And we are doing better than Australia at the moment.
All right. And so why does that all matter? Economic growth? Is it economic growth rather than policies against vis-a-vis immigration? What do you see in that?
That's right. I mean, that's the key. You can have as many policies about immigration as possible, but mobile labour forces tends to follow the job opportunities. And, you know, being in Christchurch a few weeks ago and seeing the amount of Scottish, Irish and English workers on the construction sites there, that's what's got a lot of people coming into the country. It's not the policies that the politicians come up with. It's the jobs that are available and the companies that are going out there onto global markets and seeking to find workers to come to work in New Zealand.
Thank you, Brian. That is Brian Gaynor from Milford Asset Management. It's coming up 6:20.